just 66 pitches. He has been oh so good for the Rafters so far, looking to keep it going into the sixth, and the 1-0 count misses away, now 2-0. And the funny thing is, this morning when we were loading onto the bus, Mike Spears was talking about how depleted the Rafters pitching staff was. It was the same deal as yesterday, as the 2-0 count is in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Trevor walks onto the bus, and he says, "Man, Trevor, we're going to need you to pitch well today." 2-1 count coming home, it gets grounded foul, and Trevor says, "All right, I got you. I'll go 6-7 innings." Well, he's right now on pace to do just that. Trying to go through six here. We'll see if he tries to come out for seven. 2-2 the count on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. He gets another K to his total. That's his sixth strikeout of the night. And, well, he's maybe aiming for six or seven strikeouts as well. Brings up J.P. Peltier to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the sixth. Peltier, the right-handed hitting center fielder, first pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Peltier, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Moik on the mound. 1-0 count coming home, it misses low for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Peltier 0-for-2 in the game. He got doubled up his last time out. Sends one flying down the left field line, but in foul territory. Bounces off the awning right next to where the live band plays at the beginning of games. Always a lovely part of the stadium here in Green Bay. Love to get to hear live music. 2-1 count coming home. It misses inside for ball number three. Now 3-1 to Peltier. Trevor Moik already a season long in innings pitched, 5 1/3 now. He has tied a season high in strikeouts with 6. 3-1 count coming home. It misses high for ball number 4, though. And a 5-pitch walk sends J.P. Peltier to first base and brings up Eli Selga to the plate. Moik, in his last start, struck out 6 batters back against Green Bay at Witter Field. He started just 3 games now on the season, including this one. And in his 3 games, 17 strikeouts in just over 12 innings pitched. Grounder over towards first, could be 2, but not able to be picked up cleanly by Arusevic, and he'll just step on the bag himself, get the out at first base. It's a 3 unassisted out as Peltier will head over to second base. Brings up David Bionia with a man in scoring position and 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth. Still 11-2 Rafters. And David Bionia, you look at him recently and really turning things around for the Rockers. But today, 0-for-2 to start. And the first pitch misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. He struck out swinging his last time up and grounded into a double play back in the second. 1-0 count coming home, and this one grounded to the right side of the infield. Picked up by Arusevic. He'll step on the bag himself. It's a quality start for Trevor Moik. He has gone through 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs. It's the second quality start of the season for the Rafters, and Trevor Moik, what a performance. We head to the seventh. It is 11-2 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And now into the top.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fire.
Sorry about that. Welcome back into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR as we get going with the top of the seventh inning and Eric Harper leading things off for the Raptors. Once again, he is going up against the pitcher from last inning in Evan Bogart. 2-0 count. That one misses for ball number three. Now 3-0 to Harper. And Harper, 0-2 on the game. He did draw a walk back in the second inning. And with a 3-0 count here, he's looking to reach multiple times in five straight games. Takes that one on the outside edge for strike number one, though. 3-1 the count. Had three hits in the game yesterday, two hits in the game prior, and a ball goes wild from the bullpen back onto the field of play. So a quick pause here as that'll go back over. And Tony Torres is wearing a quarter zip over there, short sleeve, and he looks like a coach. This one is sent over to the right side of the infield, but caught at first base. Well hit ball off the bat of Eric Harper, but once again, he gets robbed. Man, he has been one of the unluckiest hitters on the Raptors this season and just gets another one plucked out of the air over at first base at the hot corner. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with the bases empty and one away in the top of the seventh. Righty-righty matchup with Bogart trying to go through a third complete inning. Came in back in the fifth inning and recorded three outs and allowed just one walk. He's walked three batters, but he's got four strikeouts in the game and hasn't allowed a run. First pitch, a strike to Clayton. Now getting ready to go. Pitch is hit in the air out towards center field on the run. It's back to the warning track, but slowing down is the center fielder Peltier, and that is caught for out number two. Two up, two down in the seventh, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and two away in the top of the seventh. The Raptors have been held hitless by Evan Bogart through 2 2/3 innings. But Bogart up to 52 pitches now. He is getting up there in his pitch count. Trevor Moick still at 79 pitches. Heck, he is, I would say, likely to go back out there for the seventh inning, as this one is lined foul down the left field line by Arusovic. 0-1 the count. And Kareem Arusovic, the left-handed hitting first baseman, up for the fifth time this game. He is 3-for-4 with two home runs. Retired for the first time his last time out. Breaking ball misses high. Now a 1-1 count. Popped out to shortstop back in the fifth inning. He had a two-run homer back in the fourth, singled in the third, and a solo shot in the first. Has one out towards left field, dropping back. Left fielder sliding, can't make the catch. It lands in front of him, bouncing off the glove. And it's a two-out single from Arusovic for his fourth hit of the game. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the top of the seventh. Karima Rusevic, another four-hit game from him. He has just continued to be incredible for the Rafters. Explosive game after explosive game, and the first pitch on the way home to Bo Shane is fouled back. 0-1 the count, and that four-hit game, Arusevic's second of the season. He's now had six multi-hit games. And the 0-1 pitch on the way home misses upstairs for ball number one. Now even at 1-1 the count. O'Shane flew out to the outfield his last two times up, but before that had back-to-back doubles. 1-1 the count coming home, misses in the turf for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count. And the Rafters, seven extra base hits in the game, but the last one came from Matanaco back in the fifth inning. A leadoff hit. They haven't seen an extra base hit since then. O'Shane looking at a third, 2-1 count, runner going. Pitch is called a strike, throw on down to second, head first slide from Arusevic, and he's in safely with the stolen base. Puts himself into scoring position on a 2-2 count to O'Shane. Another stolen base for Arusevic. He hasn't been all too aggressive this season, but that is third steal of the year. He's perfect 3-0. 2-2 the count, and Bogart brings it home off the end of the bat by Bo Shane, just able to stay alive. Still a 2-2 count, and Matanaco on deck. Bo Shane will look to keep the inning alive. Entered this game batting 290 with a 924 OPS. Both of those numbers likely going to improve after this game is over. Breaking ball misses outside for ball number three, now a 3-2 count. Full count to Bo Shane, seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and not going to make it easy for Bogart to get out of this inning. He's up to 61 pitches on the game. Trying to tire him out, the Rafters certainly doing that job very well. 3-2 the count, pitch taken low for ball number four. It's a seven-pitch walk, third time on base for Jake Bo Shane, and it brings up Matanaco with two on and two out in the top of the seventh. Matanaco, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Bogart on the mound. On second, Karim Arusevic. On first, Jake Bo Shane. Akko from Fordham University, the first pitch on the way home, in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Akko, 1-for-3 on the game. He struck out looking his last time up back in the sixth inning. Looking back to second, Bogart now fires breaking ball, fouled back. 0-2 to Akko. Before he struck out, Akko had doubled, hit a sacrifice fly, and grounded out 5-3. Looking to get on base for the second time this game. Keep the inning alive, but he's fighting from down 0-2. Now looking back to second base, pitch on the way home is lined foul into the netting, and still an 0-2 count. Akko able to fight up there at the plate. He had been one of the Rafters' most consistent hitters throughout the season, batting 294 entering this game. Top three in games played out of the Rafters, but he swings and misses at this pitch for strike number three. And that takes care of Matanaco in the seventh inning. But the Rafters, no runs despite the one hit. There were also no errors and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. We'll see if Moik comes back out, tries to set a Rafters season high when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's Comfort AI.
Comfort AI. better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, we'll have to settle for the... Well, we'll have to settle for the second quality start of the year for the Rafters as Trevor Moick is pulled from the game after going his six innings. Hands it off to A.J. Buonasetta, and the first couple of pitches missing for balls. It's a 2-0 count. Leading off the inning, Stefan DiCorrado. 2-0 count on the way home, and DiCorrado, the left-handed hitting right fielder, going up against the righty on the mound. A 2-1 count now as that pitch is called for a strike. A.J. Buonasetta takes over for Trevor Moick, and Moick, what a game from him. Another beautifully pitched outing, and a 2-1 count now to DiCorrado, misses near the feet, 3-1. The Rafters lead it 11-2 in the bottom of the seventh, in large part thanks to Moick, who allowed just two runs. Both were earned over six complete innings. Tied for the longest appearance from a Rafters pitcher this year, and this one sent out towards center field. Clayton, not much movement from him, blocks out the sun and makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down for A.J. Buonasetta, and it brings up Kaysen Consarinia with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the seventh.
Left fielder number eight,
Trevor Moick, ended his night throwing 79 pitches, which doesn't sound all too much, and why I had considered he might be back out for another inning of work, but they decide he's done enough today as the first pitch to Consarinia is going to miss high and tight and just graze off of his elbow. A hit by pitch there. It's his second hit by pitch of the game. Thankfully, that one didn't hit him too hard, and it brings up Aiden Cooney to the plate with a man on first and one away in the bottom of the seventh. And Cooney, the left-handed hitting first baseman, up for the third time this game. He is 1-for-1 with a walk and a homer. His home run, the only two runs of the game for the Rockers, that came back in the third inning. And his home run came after Consarinia got hit by a pitch. First pitch all the way to the backstop, bounces off the glove of Maud, and a wild pitch sends Consarinia over to second base. Now a 1-0 count to Cooney. Trevor Moick had six strikeouts over his six innings. What a performance from him. Definitely going to be one we'll remember for a while. And Buonasetta taking his time, now fires the 1-0 count, but misses high for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And you look at Buonasetta this season and really trying to get some confidence back in his favor. He has struggled with the walks this year, as Buonasetta has walked 14 batters in 7 2/3 innings. 2-0 the count, called for a strike, brings it 2-1. And starting off this game, he did hit the batter on the first pitch, but just trying to attack the zone here. 2-1 the count. He's made 4 appearances, and he's shown some stretches of brilliance. Runner taking off from second, pitches outside, throw on down to third. It is not in time. A stolen base for Consarinia. Had to get a good jump on that one, and that was a good throw from Maud, just not good enough. Pitch missed for a ball. It's a 3-1 count to Cooney. And Buonasetta, his last time out, not one to remember. He walked 6 batters over 2 innings and allowed 4 runs. Now the 3-1 count coming home. It misses high for ball number 4, first walk of the game, and puts runners on first and third with one away in the bottom of the 7th. Rafters up 9 runs here. And Buonasetta, you look at that game against Green Bay back on July 11th. He was able to go 4 innings in that one. It wasn't until the end of the game that he really got roughed up. Faced 20 batters. First pitch on the way home. Misses high and tight for ball number 1. Zage Lancaster at the plate. Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Buonasetta, coming from Golden West College, where Eli Selga also came from, as that one once again misses high. 2-0 the count, and Buonasetta struggling with his location here. Had a 3-1 count to Di Corrado before he flew out, and the other two batters have reached on the free pass. 2-0 count now to Lancaster. And the pitch from Buonasetta misses high again, and it's not bringing it down enough right now. Runner on third, and so you really don't want the wild pitch, so you're trying your best not to over-adjust. Especially, you don't want to leave anything over the plate either. But a 3-0 count to Lancaster, and you're kind of forced to throw a strike. Pitch on the way home, and not a strike there. Misses high. Back-to-back walks. 3 straight free passes. And with that, Mike Spears will head out to the mound. The Rafters pitching coach will talk things over with Buonasetta to make sure that he's all good to go. Brings back up the top of the card as well, and Eric Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman, he's 0-for-3 on the game, and so you're hoping that Buonasetta can use that to his advantage, trying to keep some of the momentum in the Rafters' favor here, but free passes like this can certainly lead to damage. Inherently, the free passes are not the problem. It's when you compound the free passes with walks that they do. Free passes with hits, I should say. So we'll see if Buonasetta can get to attacking the zone here. The right-hander is trying to get through these innings here. At the very least, he's not keeping his pitch count down. Up to 15 pitches through the first 4 batters, and it brings up Eric Gion to the plate. Gion's got the bases loaded with 1 out in the bottom of the 7th. An 11-2 Rafters lead, but you're trying your best to make sure that you don't have to get into a spot where you are forced under pressure. First pitch on the way to Gion, in there called for strike number 1. See Jack Wiesinger warming up over there in the Rafters bullpen, and when I was talking with the coaching staff earlier, mentioned that Wiesinger could come in to close down a game if it was close enough. 0-1 the count, and Buonasetta brings it home. The breaking ball can't find the zone. 1-1 the count. Gion, his last time up, grounded out 6-3, and before that, reached on an error and also struck out swinging. 1-1 the count. One swing of the bat here could make things interesting. 1-1 count. It's a check swing, but bounces off of the bat for a foul ball. Now a 1-2 count. And with the 1-2 count, Gion working from behind. It's been a surprisingly rough game for Gion, but in large part just due to how good Trevor Moik's been today. Moik allowing just 3 hits over 6 innings. Incredible stuff. So only 3 hits in the game for the Rockers, and the 1-2 count can't find the strike zone, just missed outside. Now 2-2 to Gion. Gion 5'11", 200, but he's got plenty of power in that swing. Now Buonasetta brings home the 2-2, check swing, but it missed high. He did not go. Full count to Gion. And after Buonasetta had the 1-2 count earlier, Eric Gion working back into the plate appearance here. Sixth pitch of it coming up. Buonasetta looks home. Lachlan Maud behind the plate makes the call. And Buonasetta fires. It's hit out towards right field. A fly ball running up on it. Kobayashi, he's in fair territory right down the line. He'll try and throw home. The throw is not going to be in time. Every runner advances. And it's a now 11-3 game on the sacrifice fly from Gion. But that is out number 2 in the 7th inning. And the Rockers can't just trade outs for runs at this point. If they got a run for every out the rest of the way, they would still finish down on the scoreboard. So sacrifice flies are not what they're looking for. Colin Helms now up at the plate. Still 2 runners in scoring position, though. On second base, Zage Lancaster. On third, Aiden Cooney, after Con Serenia came home to score. Nobody on first with 2 away, and the first pitch to Helms misses for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Helms, the left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Helms has 1 of the 3 hits of the game for the Rockers. That was back in the 3rd inning that he singled. 1-0 the count from Buonasetta, and the pitch in there for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. And those 3 hits in the game all came between the 2nd and 3rd innings. There hasn't been a hit since Helms singled back in the 3rd. He's also had a plate appearance in between now and then. 1-1 the count with 2 away. Pitch coming home. It's a grounder to the right side of the infield. Picked up deep in the second base gap by Akko, and he can't field it cleanly. Loses the ball on the transition. Should have been an easy out for the Rafters, but instead, that's going to go down as an E4. Won't be an earned run again. No, it will be an earned run. They marked that as a single. Wow. Now it's an 11-4 game in the bottom of the 7th. Pitch on the way home. That one misses high, and Buonasetta is not going to be happy about that one, understandably so. Easy out for the Rafters, not able to turn it, although not an error on Madinako as this one is hit out towards left field. Running up on it, the left fielder now called off. Beauchesne will make the play. That is out number 3 and takes care of the 7th inning. But there was a run that came across for the Rockers, actually 2 of them in the inning. They scored the 2 runs on 1 hit. There was no error for the Rafters, and the Rockers left 2 on base. We go to the top of the 8th inning, and it is 11-4 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We now go to the top of the eighth inning, and the Rafters having an 11-4 lead here in Green Bay, although the Rockers did put up two runs there in the seventh inning, and some rough defense from the Rafters as they were not able to make the easy inning-ending play to finish things off there and allowed another run to come home and score, as that is what makes it now 11-4 rather than 11-3, and more so than anything, it hurts the pitcher, Buonasetta, who's been trying his best to lower that ERA and able to find the strike zone there at the end, but not able to get credit for it. And so with that, we head to the top of the eighth, and it brings up Landon Gaz, Luke Skinner, and Lachlan Maud. Base is empty, and the leadoff man at the plate, Gaz, our pregame guest of the show, the right-handed hitting DH. Glad to have him joining us earlier today in the first pitch. Fastball in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. It's a righty-righty matchup as a new pitcher has taken over for the Rockers. And the 0-1 count is popped foul straight back out of play. Now it is 0-2 to Gaz. The new pitch, Drew Aguiar. And Aguiar comes in for Evan Bogart, after Bogart really impressed over his three innings. 0-2 count coming home. Gaz gets a piece of it and fouls it back. Still an 0-2 count. Aguiar, the right-handed pitcher from Cal State Monterey Bay. A junior who hails from Fair Oaks, California. 6'3", 220. Comes into this game with a 1.48 ERA over 10 appearances. 24 innings pitched. 0-2 the count coming home. It's fouled off the bat once again and remains 0-2. Aguiar's last time out, he went two scoreless innings against the Dock Spiders. Before that, he struck out seven over four innings against the Chinooks and allowed just one run. He has allowed one run in his last five appearances, and he's totaled 13 innings over that stretch. Strikes out Landon Gaz here on five pitches. Did not throw a ball, and it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the eighth. 11-4, the lead for the Rafters. Just trying to finish it out here. And Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Aguiar on the mound. He gets set on the rubber. Now brings the pitch home, and the first one is fouled high and out towards left field, but down the line and out of play. It's an 0-1 count. Skinner 2-for-3 on the game. He also drew a walk his last time up. Before that, he singled and homered back in the second inning. Oh, and one the count coming home, and this one is hit down the left field line. Could be fair, could be foul. It lands in fair territory. Now bounces foul, but Skinner will be into second base with a stand-up double. With one away, the Rafters put a runner in scoring position. It's the third hit of the game for Luke Skinner. He is 3-for-4, and now he's just a triple shy of the cycle as well. A single, a double, and a homer for Skinner in the game. He also drew a walk, reaching base four times today. Skinner, what a game. Brings up Lachlan Maude, who's also having a game of his own. He's 2-for-2 with two walks, a homer, and a single. Righty-righty matchup with Aguiar. Looking on home, Aguiar now looks back to second to make sure that Skinner's not trying to take off. Pitch on the way to Maude, gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one. Maude's home run back in the fourth inning. Sent well over the right field wall. Had an opposite field jack there. 0-1 count and a pickoff move back to second, but nobody was covering, so no throw comes. Evan Bogart giving you his final line. He went three innings pitched. He allowed no runs over one hit and four walks as that pitch called a strike to Maude. 0-2 the count. Five strikeouts for Bogart over his three innings. Did not hit a batter with a pitch. Did not balk. Did not throw a wild pitch either. Actually, no, he did throw one wild pitch. As this one is fouled back by Maude, so he stays alive with the 0-2 count. 14 total batters faced for Evan Bogart. He threw 66 pitches. Aguiar, the right-hander now, still an 0-2 count. Pitch on the way home, and Maude holds off one that misses low and away for ball number one. And Aguiar thought he was going to go efficiently through this inning, but the Rafters certainly fighting. Still a 1-2 count to Maude, and the pitch comes home but misses outside for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here to Maude. Skinner still over there on second. And the pitch coming home is lined foul down the right field line towards the Rafters bullpen. So still a 2-2 count. And Maude, about to see pitch number seven of the plate appearance. He saw eight pitches his last time up and eventually drew a walk in that one. Had the same situation here where it was even 2-2. See if he works it back. 2-2 count, taken outside for ball three. Once again, a full count to Lachlan Maude. Trying to reach base for the fifth time today. Runner on second is Luke Skinner. Maude's going to try and get that player of the game from him, though, as the 3-2 count comes home and gets the swing and a miss for strike number three. And he was trying to do so, but swung on and missed on the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on second and now two outs in the top of the eighth. Still 11-4 Rafters after their offense really clicked over the first five innings. Two in the first, one in the second, two in the third. Three runs came across in the fourth and fifth innings. That put the Rafters up 11-2, but held scoreless since that point. Kobayashi swings and misses at the first pitch he sees for strike number one. 0-1 the count. In large part, that's thanks to Evan Bogart, whose three scoreless innings really shut down the Rafters. 0-1 the count coming home, and that misses low for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Kobayashi 0-3 in the game. Had a bases loaded hit by pitch back in the fifth, though, and reached on an error in the fourth. So he's been on base a couple times. 1-1 count coming home, and that one upstairs for ball number two. 2-1 the count, and right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Aguiar, who's trying to work out of a scoreless eighth inning after allowing a one-out double to Luke Skinner. Got two strikeouts in the game already and gets a swing and a miss here for strike number two from Kobayashi. Great breaking ball from Aguiar. Now a 2-2 count. Kobayashi set at the plate. Has those wide elbows and the pitch coming home. Taken inside for ball number three. Full count to Kobayashi. Not an easy inning for Aguiar. That was his 20th pitch of the eighth inning. And with the 3-2 count, Kobayashi just trying to keep the inning going. Pitch on the way home. It's a grounder over to the left side of the infield. Going to be a throw from third and takes him off the line, but the tag is applied as Kobayashi is not able to avoid it. It goes 5-3 for out number three. And in the eighth inning, the Rafters, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is 11-4 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And Jack Wiesinger coming into the game for the Rafters. Wiesinger, the right-hander, takes over for A.J. Buonasetta and likely will look to finish off this game with a two-inning appearance. But we'll see what the end goal actually ends up being for the Rafters, as Wiesinger has been pretty good this year. He's had some up and down appearances, and his ERA up over 9. It's 9.95, but in large part that's due to one rough appearance that he had. You go back to a couple games ago against the Woodchucks, he allowed 6 runs. All 6 were earned over his inning and a third. Outside of that game, in 4 appearances, he's totaled 5 innings and allowed just 1 run to come across. He's also only allowed 4 hits over those 5 innings. He's looked really, really good, like I mentioned, outside of that one appearance against Wausau. Just left too many pitches up over the plate. He got hit 6 times. He's only issued 3 walks through his 6 1/3 innings this season. Really dialed in with the location. We'll see if he can keep that up against this Rockers lineup. And before the first pitch comes here, a wild throw from the Rockers bullpen comes into the field of play, and now we'll get ready to go. Wiesinger, the Rafters' third pitcher of the afternoon, takes over for A.J. Buonasetta after he went just one inning. First pitch misses low and away, ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Selga, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup. And the pitch on the way home misses outside for ball number two. Selga, 1-for-3 on the game, reached on an error in the fourth inning, also singled in the second. But his last time up, he grounded out to first. 2-0 the count on the way home to Wiesinger, and that one in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Eli Selga, the left-handed hitting DH from Golden West, mentioned him earlier with A.J. Buonasetta. Unfortunate they don't get to face off against each other. 2-1 count on the way home. Misses high for ball number three. 3-1 the count. However, the Rafters felt like they needed to make the move to the pen after Buonasetta did struggle with his accuracy in his one inning. And the pitch here grounded over to third at the hot corner. Sliding stop by Skinner. Throw across to first. Not able to be picked off the hop by Arusevic. Tried to grab it but couldn't quite do so. And Selga reaches first on it. Tough play over there at third. Might be an error, might be a single. Either way, Eli Selga over at first base. And it brings up David Bayania with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Single officially for Eli Selga. It's the fifth hit of the game for the Rockers as the first pitch to Bayania hits the upper part of the zone for strike number one, an 0-1 count. First real hit that they've had since the third inning, though. I'm still going to not really count Colin Helms' single that he had back in the seventh. 0-1 count there is called for a ball. Now an even count at 1-1. And Wiesinger has not allowed all too many hits this season outside of, like I mentioned, that one Wausau game. 1-1 count coming home, and that one misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Selga over there on first base. And Bayania, 0-for-3 on the game, takes this pitch low and away for ball number three. 3-1 the count. Rafters lead at 11-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. 7-run lead. But the Rockers not giving up just yet. 3-1 the count, and Wiesinger brings the leg up, fires home, but misses in the turf for ball number four. Back-to-back batters have now reached for the Rockers as David Bayania goes to first and Eli Selga goes to second. By the way, final line for A.J. Buonasetta. He ends up going one inning pitched. He allowed 2 runs. Both were earned on 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch. No balks and 1 wild pitch. Wiesinger on the mound with 2 on and nobody out. Stefan DiCorrado at the plate. First pitch to him. Misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. DiCorrado 0-for-3 on the game. Left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup. He entered this game batting 316. 1-0 count coming home, and that misses inside for ball number two. And Wiesinger struggling with his location early in this one. Not something that we've seen from him at all, really, this season. 2-0 the count. And DiCorrado takes the pitch at the lower part of the zone for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. Jason Consarinia is on deck. But triple play is in order for the Rafters. Love to see that right now. 2-1 count coming home. It's grounded foul and bounces off of 3 people. And now a 2-2 count. I think that hit everyone. The foot of DiCorrado, shoulder pad of Lachlan Maud, and also the chest protector of the home plate umpire. 2-2 the count. Wiesinger on the mound. Runners on first and second. Pitch comes home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. Wiesinger gets his first strikeout of the game and retires the first batter of the eighth inning. Brings up Kaysen Consarinia with runners on first and second and 1 out in the bottom of the eighth. Consarinia, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between Consarinia and Wiesinger. Still 11-4 Rafters, and the pitch on the way home misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Consarinia 0-for-1 on the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Rounded out 6-3, his only time retired. 1-0 the count coming home, and the pitch drops in there for strike number one. Great off speed from Wiesinger, 80 miles an hour on the gun. Able to find the zone as well. 1-1 the count coming home, and the fastball misses for ball number two. 2-1 the count now. Consarinia entered this game batting 333 over his limited appearances with the Rockers. No home runs on the season for him yet. 2-1 count taken high for ball number three. I think for a second, Consarinia thought he had ball four there, but tucked the bat away and stepped out of the batter's box, now back into it. 3-1 count with one away. And the pitch coming home, it's taken north of the zone for ball number four. Second walk of the game from Jack Wiesinger. It's the first time this season that he's walked multiple batters in a game, and pitching coach Mike Spears will once again make an appearance on the mound to have a chat with the Rafters reliever. Brings up Aiden Cooney to the plate with the bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the eighth. The Rafters are up 7, but with the bases loaded, a home run here would make it a close game, only 3 runs. Obviously, that is difficult to do, but Cooney's already proven that he has it in him. He had a home run earlier today. And so an important plate appearance here as Mike Spears will head back to the dugout. Jack Wiesinger, guy who comes from Pomona Pitzer, his last time out against Fond du Lac, he had a scoreless eighth inning back on July 22nd, 4 days ago. Prior to that, he finished the game against Madison and had just one run allowed over an inning and a third against the Mallards back on July 19th. First pitch to Cooney is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Over on first base, it's Consarinia. On second, Bionia. And on third, Eli Selga. 0-1 count coming home, and the pitch can't quite find the zone on the off speed as it misses outside. 1-1 the count. Aiden Cooney, 1-for-1 on the game. He has reached all 3 times at the plate, including the 2-run shot from back in the third inning. 1-1 count. It's a pop-up towards the left side of the infield, reaching out towards foul territory. Harper trailing over to it, and he makes the catch in foul territory for out number two. Big out for the Rafters as it brings up Zage Lancaster with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop, looking for his first hit of the game. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. He drew that walk his last time up. Still a 7-run Rafters lead in the bottom of the eighth, and the first pitch in there for strike number one on the fastball. 89 miles an hour on the gun, and an 0-1 count now to Lancaster. Lancaster, before that walk, he got doubled up in the fifth inning and flew out in the third. 0-1 count coming home, and this one is hit pretty well out towards center field. Clayton, though, is underneath it. He slows down, blocks out the sun, and makes the catch for out number three. And that takes us through the eighth inning. Jack Wiesinger allows no runs despite the one hit. There were no errors and 3 left on base. We go to the ninth. It is 11-4 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff?
Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We've got a position player pitching for the Rockers. Braden Buchanan is taking the mound, and we'll see what he can do. The Rockers catcher on the mound trying to show off against the Rafters, bottom of the order. Eric Harper starts things off. That one a pretty good pitch, though. 86 miles an hour. First pitch is fouled back by Harper. Good location. And Buchanan making his first appearance on the mound of the season. He's played 25 games behind the plate, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two, and the way that he's looking right now, maybe they should try him on the mound a little bit more. The Rafters up 11-4 in the ninth inning, and the Rockers trying to save some arms after they've already used five pitchers prior to this point. That pitch high for ball number one, 1-2 the count. Always love it when you get to see a position player pitch. They always like to have fun out there, and Buchanan trying to do so is the 1-2 count, called high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. But you can clearly tell that Buchanan has pitched at points in his career just based on the way that he's throwing out there, and I'll have to go do some digging on those numbers as Harper sends a fly ball down the right field line. It is reaching foul territory and out of play. If that one was fair, it would have been out of here, but instead a 2-2 count still. And the 2-2 count coming home, that one misses over the head of Harper, and now a 3-2 count, and you're just looking for him to throw some strikes here. And the pitch on the way home gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. And the position player gets a strikeout in his first pitching appearance. Now that is exciting. And Buchanan, he came out of high school as both a catcher and a pitcher. Right-hander, also played a little bit of shortstop. That is true utility right there. According to Perfect Game, he had an 88-mile-an-hour fastball tracked at an event back in 2022 as Royce Clayton Jr. steps up to the plate. First pitch is outside for ball number one. But going to Baylor, you don't really get a chance to do a two-way stuff as the 1-0 count is taken away, 2-0. You kind of look at those high-tier Division I colleges, such as Baylor, and you almost never see two-way play. A lot of POs as the 2-0 count taken outside for ball number three, 3-0 the count. especially whenever you're a guy like Buchanan who has hit as well as he has. You're not really looking for him to focus on pitching. You want him to focus especially on catching. 3-0 count taken high, ball number four, and it's a four-pitch walk to Royce Clayton Jr. So Clayton now on to first base. And with one away, Kareem Arusovic steps up to the plate looking for a fifth hit in the game. He is 4-for-5. Two home runs, two singles, three RBIs, and three runs scored. Trying to do his best game of the season. Already it is, as that one misses inside for ball number one. Not just that, he's trying to set a Rafters season high in hits in a game. They've had a few players that have hit four hits in a game, but nobody with five just yet. And that pitch called for a strike, 1-1 the count. Royce Clayton Jr. had a four-hit game back in the early part of the season. This one down the right field line, and it lands for a hit. Arusovic is rounding for second base, and Clayton now into third. It's a double for Kareem Arusovic, his fifth hit of the game, and he has set a new Rafters season high for hits in a game with five. Two homers, a double, and two singles for Kareem Arusovic. And he has shown off the stuff today. Clayton had a four-hit game. Mason Onyade had two four-hit games. Same with Hayden Carlson. Kareem Arusovic had one four-hit game himself. Same with Hiroto Kobayashi and Madden.